Hello, everyone. Been away for a minute. It's been crazy, crazy few weeks. There's been a lot of issues, you know, with this whole pandemic thing and everyone having money issues. But I've got a tip for everyone. Whoever hears this, this is a tip, because this thing's going to be big and you can make some serious money. So there's a crypto token called SafeMoon. SafeMoon is a deflationary cryptocurrency, meaning that there's a tax on transactions. So this is how it works. You go and you buy SafeMoon. You acquire it, I should say. You acquire some SafeMoon. When they transfer it to you, you lose 10%. When you send it anywhere else, to another wallet or to an exchange to change it for something else, you lose another 10%. Every time it moves hands, you lose 10%. Now, that's similar to what a 401k does, right? You put a bunch of money into it, but you can't take it out until you hit a certain age, or you suffer expensive penalties. So that's how I'm seeing SafeMoon. It's kind of like a quick 401k, one that doesn't take 30 years to get done, one that can take 6 months to 3 years, probably. Don't know. There are no other ones like this that were as hyped. So this is all a new experiment that we're going through right now. But I do want to put in layman's terms a lot of what it does, because I think a lot of people don't understand. So I'm going to try to explain it best I can. So to purchase SafeMoon, because SafeMoon is so new, it's not on any exchanges that can transfer US dollars. That's why you can't buy SafeMoon with your credit card or whatever. So to get SafeMoon, you have to download the Trust Wallet. And for Android users, verify that it's actually the Trust Wallet. There are a lot of scammers out right now that they're making fake Android apps to where you download them and then you put in your wallet information or create a new wallet and you buy the SafeMoon and it's gone because the app isn't official app of that developer. So just double check that. iPhone users, they have a lot better security on that end. So sometimes they get through. So just double check on both. So you download Trust Wallet and then you go to buy. And there you can buy a BNB. So that's Bravo November Bravo smart contract token. You buy the amount that you want. The minimum is 50. Buy the amount you want and it'll put it into your wallet, a BNB smart contract token. Go down to the browser. iPhone users, you have to Google this because there's a link you have to put in to activate the browser function of Trust Wallet. You go down to the browser and you look for PancakeSwap. Now, PancakeSwap is a currency exchange. So there you can trade one token for another, but they don't take money. So you have to send, you don't have to send anything. When you're in the browser, you want to connect your wallet, which is at the top right-hand side. When your wallet, you know, choose Trust Wallet or whatever wallet you're using. Choose that and it'll connect your wallet to the exchange. Select the BNB token and then go down. Now, they're not listed. It's there, but you have to manually put in the code. Go on coinmarketcap.com and there you can find SafeMoon. And at the bottom, there's a code and it usually has these little boxes that you click and it copies it to your clipboard. Take that code and put it in the search box back in Trust Wallet. when you put in the search box, it should pop up with SafeMoon in the search bar below. Click that and it'll select it. And then you can pick how much of the BNB you want to put in. If maybe you want to split it up among other safe, insert your favorite planet name. So you can pick the amount and then transfer. If you didn't use it all, the rest will go back to your wallet. It doesn't actually go to your wallet, but it just gets moved. And then the SafeMoon will be put into that wallet. Now, be very, very careful with using websites on your phone or websites on a computer to do this exchange. Because there are fake sites. The scammers, they know how quick this thing's going to blow up. They know there's a lot of money in it. So they're testing the security. So watch out for phishing scams. Honestly, it's probably not a good idea to advertise right now about this or your bank balances or anything like that, because, you know, pump SafeMoon, yes, but don't share screenshots with how many token you have, because that's going to make you a target. Because if they know you have, you know, 5 billion token, they're going to try to fish you because they know how much you got and you have a lot. So try, you know, just do some operational security and don't give out too much information. Plus, if this thing blows up and now people know you had 5 billion tokens and it's at $5, well, you're going to have a lot of people knocking on your door wanting some money. So it's probably a good idea to keep that on the hush. Just say you bought a bunch. Now kind of be code for, you know, over a billion. So once you have SafeMoon, don't sell any of it. Because you suffer a 10% tax when you sell it. Now that 10% tax, half of that 5%, half of that 10% gets broken down and distributed among all the other wallets that are in existence. So if you don't sell, the amount of coin you have will go up. And right now, because of how many tokens it takes in exchange for cash or to the US dollar, I had probably 15 million tokens added to my account within a few hours when the whales were selling. That means, if you don't know cryptocurrency lingo, whales are people that have a huge amount of a token, and that takes up a lot of the liquidity if they pull out, because once it gets up high, they'll sell it all and then the floor drops out from underneath you. That's why you see it drops so hard, because someone with a lot of tokens, you know, usually you see it with a straight line. That means someone sold a crap load. And so the price dipped because now there's more supply because they sold back their tokens, and there's less demand because they took money out of the pot. That's all this is. That's all this game is a game of supply and demand. You make a certain something that you can distribute among people that can't be copied, that's secure. And then you say, hey, put some money on the table, and these will be worth divided the amount of how much money is on the table. So the more money that's on the table, the higher the price is for each token. So if you buy in early, which right now it's like 3 weeks, super early. If you buy in early, you can get a shitload of token. And then in 2 years, if the demand has kept up a decent amount, you can sell it for a shit ton of money. The other 5%, half of that 5% gets locked in an account that stores the money. But eventually, in 4 years, they'll be able to remove those tokens and either use them for operating costs, expanding the business. Because what we're doing is we're investing in these guys who created this token. We're investing in them. We trust them. They're transparent. They do ask me anythings, which is kind of like a corporate board meeting for the rest of us. So I encourage you to go on their YouTube channel and watch the AMAs, Ask Me Anythings, and understand the process. And because they're not anonymous, you can see them, you know their names. If this thing becomes a rug pull, you're going to have a damn mob going after these guys. So that's a big plus, that we know who they are. We all can see them on their YouTube channel. But never invest more than you're willing to lose. I'm not a financial advisor. This isn't me telling you to buy it because whatever. I'm just telling you, I bought a shit ton of it. I put as much money as I could into it. That's how much trust I have in this system. So we'll find out. I mean, like I said, this thing's literally a money machine just cranking out dollars, but it needs dollars to crank out. So we have to pump it up. That's why you buy and you hold. Unless you want to give people free money, buy and hold. Because when you sell, you're giving people free money. They get 5% of whatever the amount was. And then the other 5% gets either locked or destroyed, which decreases supply. And because of so many tokens it takes to make good money, you're burning a shit ton of tokens. So you're lowering the ceiling while same time raising the floor. There's never been a token that has done this that had this kind of hype. So we're all learning how this is going to react. Now, if this reacts well, you're going to see the other tokens start taking off because they're still low. And so people are going to be buying in huge quantities. And that floor is going to go up. But you need to, when you buy the huge quantities, you need to sell some off because you have to recirculate the money. You have to bring it down so that those coins that you sell back are worth more now, which brings in more money. So if you have a shit ton, like if you have over 10 billion or, you know, up to whatever trillion, it's good that they let a little bit out because that's like stirring the pot. When they let a little bit out, it allows more to be bought at a higher price. It means the floor goes up quicker. And then they sell, it makes the roof come down at a steady pace. This thing could exponentially grow and make a shit ton of millionaires. And a lot of people, I believe, a lot of people are going to sell out early for many reasons. They need money. They had an emergency. You know, there's all kinds of shit that happens. And not everyone makes a living wage. So, you know, sometimes you got to pull out early. And a lot of people are going to look at their account, see that it's tripled, quadrupled, went 10 times, 100 times. And they're going to be like, I could use that $100,000 right now. So they will sell hundreds of millions of tokens for $100,000. I'm holding out until it hits $1 a share. Because when that happens, those hundreds of millions of dollars are worth exactly hundreds of millions of dollars. When that happens, if you take my advice and hold out until it hits a dollar. Don't sell it all because it's going to go past the dollar. Well past the dollar. It's designed to do that because eventually when supply and demand meet is when it's a dollar because they're 1-to-1. And then they switch and supply is now below the demand because demand is going up to the other side and supply is going down to the other side. And that's when it becomes $2 and $5 and $10. And as more money, you know, you're going to have people sell off at a dollar. There's going to be, it's going to dip so hard and then it's going to come back and it's going to, you know, that's the only thing I'm worried about. But if you do that, sell small chunks. One, you're paying less. and the amount of time that you sell, it might have gone up in price, so you'll get more for it. So take, you know, 100 million and put that into Bitcoin. So it's a good idea to have money in Bitcoin, because when this thing hits a dollar, a lot of money is going to be pumped into Bitcoin, which is going to fucking throw it through the roof. Yeah, Bitcoin might hit $1 million this year. If we hit a dollar within 2021, because that's how you get the money. You transfer the coin to Bitcoin, and then you transfer that Bitcoin to an exchange that can exchange it for cash. So if you put all this Bitcoin in the system, Bitcoin prices go through the fucking roof. And then when you pull out cash, it's going to drop back down. But I'm guessing a lot of people are probably going to leave it in Bitcoin and then get the Visa cards that you can pay with Bitcoin and just pay it off, pay whatever your Bitcoin's worth. I mean, you could have hundreds of millions of dollars in Bitcoin and just a credit card that you could just literally buy whatever the hell you want. Now, here's a little advice. I'm not a financial advisor, right? But I have some advice. If you become a multimillionaire or even a millionaire, don't put it into cash right away. Leave it in Bitcoin for a second, because you have to pay taxes whenever you transfer that into cash. So if you transfer the whole amount, you're going to have a huge tax bill that you're not ready for. Keep it in Bitcoin and go talk to a financial advisor. Go talk to a wealth advisor. Go talk to an estate lawyer. Because if you're going to have millions of dollars, you need to know what's going to come with it. Because being rich isn't easy. Everyone thinks when you're rich, listen, I was a bodyguard for years. It was like a high-speed executive assistant. Right, you're just getting their coffee and walking them to and from buildings all the goddamn time. But they have to do a lot to maintain their wealth and pay the taxes and make sure everything's legal, and so you don't get sued. You have to have insurance, because if you have $1 million in the bank and someone stubs their toe in your living room, they can sue you and take that out of your bank account. But if you get a blind trust through an estate lawyer or, you know, through a wealth advisor, you can put the money there so you don't have the money, but a legal entity that you control does. So people can't come after you if you hurt them. Like if you get into a fight with a guy and your bank account says $200 million and he sues you, and lawyers are going to line up to get that lawsuit because they're like, we're going to just pump this guy for money. And that's not a place you want to be. So first thing you do when you get all the Bitcoin, go get a lawyer, go get a tax guy that deals with wealth or wealthy people, because your neighborhood tax guy ain't going to cut it. You need a lawyer that deals with wealthy people. Don't get your family lawyer that you've had for 12 years. Get a lawyer that deals with wealthy people. They can be trusted. Your family lawyer, when looking at extreme wealth, may not be able to be trusted, because they don't deal with clients like that or dealing with that much money. So go talk to the experts if you become a millionaire or even further. Who knows? This could be literally the flipping of the economy, or the redistribution of wealth. I like that better. The redistribution of wealth is cryptocurrency. It's allowing common folk to use the machine the rich have been using for ever. That's why they make it. That's why it was so difficult before to get into the stock market. they wanted to keep people out. They were the gatekeepers. They made it difficult, so you had to get a stockbroker and you had to pay the stockbroker. Normal people couldn't afford that. Now, you can drop $5 in an account from your phone. I believe this is the redistribution of wealth. You're going to see a lot more millionaires. You're going to see a lot more. There's going to be a booming of millionaires, crypto millionaires. And I fucking hope to be among you because there's some shit that I want. And I'm usually a frugal person, but if I've got hundreds of millions of dollars, a lot of people ain't ever going to see me again. I'm just going to disappear and live on the side of a mountain somewhere. Have the best time of my life. So, until next time, I hope you guys do well. And I hope everything gets better. It's got to get better because it's been hell for the past year.